The late conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein would have been 75 years old today. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says he's never been a fan of Bernstein's conducting, but Sony has just reissued some long unavailable recordings that Lloyd thinks are among Bernstein's best.
Leonard Bernstein, the conductor, is probably most famous for his Mahler symphonies. He was the first conductor to record them all, and those recordings were a turning point in the public's awareness of Mahler. For my taste, however, Mahler is intense enough already without any goosing from Bernstein. In fact, very little of Bernstein's conducting ever really interested me. Every now and then I'd see a favorable reference to Bernstein's Haydn, but Haydn's wit and elegance struck me as remote from Bernstein's excesses. And Bernstein's Haydn recordings from the late 1960s and 70s didn't stay in print for long. Now Sony is releasing more than 100 Bernstein CDs in a new series called The Royal Edition, for reasons I'll explain later. Among the first to appear are his Haydn recordings, and the last composer I'd have expected Bernstein to do well turns out to be the one he does best. Bernstein's brilliant, extroverted energy keeps the classical formality from turning effete, while Haydn's very classicism and Enlightenment wisdom helps keep Bernstein in check. He tunes in to Haydn's lyric impulse, so the melodies really sing. And since he not only gets but enjoys Haydn's jokes, he doesn't have to overstate the punchlines. The New York Philharmonic gives Bernstein the perfect balance of zest and refinement. Most important, there's a real emotional center. Listen to the tenderness and gravity of the Variations movement of the Symphony No. 88. Bernstein's Haydn has been issued in 5 CD boxes. Besides the marvelous Symphony No. 88, there are the 6 Paris symphonies, the 12 great London symphonies, Haydn's late oratorio, The Creation, and 3 of Haydn's magnificent masses. The soloists in The Creation, Judith Raskin, Alexander Young, and John Reardon, are especially good. They're vocally more pleasing and stylistically more coherent than the soloists Bernstein used in his recordings of the masses several years later. Other conductors, especially Sir Thomas Beecham, have done the London symphonies superlatively. I've also been enjoying Sigiswald Kuykken's Haydn performances on original instruments. But Bernstein's Paris symphonies, which include The Hen, The Bear, and Marie Antoinette's alleged favorite, the one called The Queen, are the best complete set I know. Oh yes, Sony calls this entire Bernstein series the Royal Edition because each box of CDs has a watercolor by Prince Charles on the cover. They're all pictures of the English countryside, derivative, old-fashioned, but very pretty and beautifully reproduced, though in the CD format they look like miniatures. What they have to do with Leonard Bernstein, though, or Haydn, or any other composer in this Bernstein series, is a question that only the marketing department at Sony can answer.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed some new CDs of Leonard Bernstein conducting Haydn from Sony's Royal Edition series.